Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says U.S. wholesale inventories dropped by a record 1.4% in December. Wholesale inventories for November were revised to a 0.9% drop previously reported as a 0.6% decline. Plunging sales pushed the inventory-to-sales ratio, a measure of how long it would take to sell stocks at the current sales pace, up to 1.27 months' worth, the largest since March of 2002. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 81.87 is down 83 points. The NASDAQ at 15.83 is off 7.64. And the S&P 500 is at 860, and it's down 9.83 points.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
Let's check out prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Tuesday morning. March wheat opened at 5.95, unchanged on the open. May 6.03 and a half, down 2 and a half. March wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 5.64, down 1 on the open. May 5.76 and a half, down 1 and a half. July 5.88, down 2 and a half. September 6.13, down 2 and a quarter. March of 2010, 6.46, down 4 and a quarter on the open. March corn opened at 3.79, up 1 and a half on the open. May 3.89 and a half, up 1 and a half. July $4 and a half, up 2. September 4.10 and a quarter, up 1 and a half. December 4.23 and a half, up 1 and three quarters. March of 2010, 4.36 and three quarters, up 1 and a half on the open. March beans opened at 10.07, up 5 on the open. May 10.13, up 5 and a half. July 10.20, up 2 and a half. August 10.08, up 4. November of 2009, 9.47, up 4 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3.14.50, up 70 on the open. May 3.11.50, down 10. March soybean oil opened at 34.48, up 25 on the open. May 34.75, up 18. February live cattle opened at 85.05, up 35 on the open. March feeders 96.20, up 65. February lean hogs 56.65, up 60. And March bellies 79.20, up 37 and one half on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, Dave, we're back here from frigid Florida up to where it's warm now. So that, and we heated things up with a government report this morning.
Yeah, we thought about you last week while you were laying on the beaches freezing and chattering. Yeah, right.
When we actually, the temperature, I think, last Tuesday was like 29 degrees with 30-mile-an-hour wind when I got up. We had 3 days of frost down there.
So. Well, you sure know how to pick the right week to go, don't you?
Oh, you betcha. We're just down there having fun. But anyhow, we got things heated up with the markets here today, Dave. Numbers that seemed a little bit positive when they come out, but a lot of profit-taking going on.
Well, how positive are these numbers? Let's get into it. The WASDE report this morning put Argentina soy at 43.80 million metric tons versus last month at 49.50. The Brazilian soy, 57 million metric tons versus last month, 59. But you know, for the last week, we've been talking about these lower numbers, and traders, I would think, by and large, had factored most of that in already.
Oh, it was factored in, Dave. It was just to what degree that everybody was sort of thinking that the U.S. government, would they go a small portion, the full portion, or what in between, and basically we come out about where we thought that they might come in. So I think that more was done that they, with a little bit of disappointment in that the crush number was cut back so bad in the U.S. with the Argentine-Brazilian crop being cut, thinking that we might not need to cut our crush back because of their smaller production down there, that we might become a little bigger exporter in the meal market for the crush.
Do you think that was cut back because of the glut in oil stocks?
Oh, I'm sure that that's a very big point. I mean, soy diesel as well as ethanol has taken it on the ear for the last couple of months.
But we did see the exports increase by 50 million bushels, so we did get a net drop in the ending stocks across the U.S. of 15. But again, I would think that mostly factored into the marketplace.
You know, and that's why we have seen the profit taking that's happened so far this morning, I think, Dave, is it was fairly well factored in by most of those people, and they wanted to take advantage of the bounce on the opening this morning, and they've got out. And, of course, we've seen a recovery here just in the last 3 to 4 minutes after the liquidation or the profit taking has happened and seems to be subsiding a little bit.
So I guess the question then becomes, for producers looking to hedge beans, old crop, what's left in the market that could really essentially push it significantly higher? You would think that unless it's just terribly dire in South America, that most of the damage has been done.
You know, basically the last report sent out of Argentina said that that would probably be their lowest estimate, the 40 million metric ton, because of some of the rains that did happen and of the time period of which we're reaching, and that no more damage would probably be done. So I would have to say that we have to fairly well have South American weather and production factored into this market as now. I think that we're going to look more so at what's happening in the crude oil market, what's happening to the dollar, and what's happening to the stimulus package that could play more into effect than the South American weather at this point in time. And then, of course, you know, what are we going to see? This is the month that we figure out what our insurance prices will be and what we can insure. Just got off the phone with, you know, one of the producers that tells me they're going to grow a whole lot more beans this year because of how it figures and what the prices look like.
And I know we need full month to get the finals, but where we're sitting today, what do the numbers look like?
Well, I mean, you know, here we are. We've got Dees corn is at 415. We were really hoping to see it. You know, last year was at 540 when we finished up. So we're over a dollar less on you know, and where that December corn price is figured for the year for the insurance level.
Now, is that the average of the month?
It's the average of the month. So we've just got 1 week in here, 1 week and a couple, 1 week and 1 day in so far. So, you know, we're only 25% done. But, I mean, you know, so we could see a little pump up, but we aren't going to have the levels we had last year, unfortunately.
What do you make of wheat moving from this point forward?
Well, the wheat market, as we look at it, Dave, we've got some problems with wheat production, of course, in Texas and Oklahoma up here. We've cut the wheat in Argentina along the way, but we did increase some, you know, looking abroad that way. There does look to be some strength in the wheat market if the weather problems do persist in the Southwest.
So what are now that the smoke is cleared and we're another month away from more reports and trying to figure out what the South America weather might play out for the balance of the year, although we talked a little bit about it might be the low, what are you telling hedgers?
Well, I think that we are looking for some bounces to increase our hedges a little bit. I think along the way that we have to be mildly aggressive on moves up from this level. We know that one of the main advisory firms this morning was trying to sell 1029 basis the March to do move another 20% of old crop beans, Dave.
Do we have like 3 weeks in here to do something with our balance of our old crop beans?
Oh, I would say we definitely do. There's a lot of figuring to go into what's going on here. And, of course, there's you know, this market and some of the money sitting out there, if we could gain a little confidence and see a little bit more of the fund money come back in or index funds at all, why, you know, we could pop this market to 50 to 75 cents in the beans without a lot of trouble.
Thank you, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.